Question 61. Highlight the difference between GRUs and LSTMs. Answer. While GRUs and LSTMs share similarities in their objectives, there are some key differences between the two. Let's compare them based on the following aspects. First, complexity. LSTMs have a more complex architecture compared to GRUs. It consists of three interacting gates that control the flow of information into and out of the cell, making it well-suited for capturing long-range dependencies. GRUs have a simplified architecture compared to LSTMs, with only two gates that makes GRUs computationally less expensive and easier to train on smaller datasets. Second, memory cell structure. In a GRU, the memory cell and the hidden state are combined into a single entity. This means that the GRU's hidden state serves a similar purpose to both the short-term and long-term memory, which allows it to have a simpler architecture. Third, update mechanism. LSTMs use separate input, forget, and output gates to control the flow of information. The input gate determines how much new information is added to the memory cell. The forget gate controls how much old information is discarded, and the output gate manages how much information is exposed to the next layer or output. GRUs use an update gate and a reset gate. The reset gate determines which parts of the previous hidden state should be ignored, and the update gate controls how much of the new hidden state is merged with the previous hidden state. This update mechanism helps GRUs to capture dependencies over long sequences. Fourth, performance and training. LSTMs have been historically favored in tasks involving very long sequences or when complex long-term dependencies are crucial for the problem at hand. GRUs are often preferred when computational resources are limited or when dealing with medium-sized datasets, as they are computationally less expensive and may be quicker to train.